Podcast.
Are we saying podcast?
Welcome back. Welcome back. Two fanboys and a filthy casual back at you once again. This is Dennis.
This is Lewis.
This is a quarantine.
This is what quarantine sounds like.
Echoey.
That's just you, man.
I know, sorry.
You and your Google Chromebook. So we're happy to announce that, as usual, Lewis bought new equipment and it's faulty.
I refuse to support Steve Ballmer and Tim Apple, whatever that guy's name is, for who owns.
But Tim Apple is such a nice guy. He's my neighbor. What are you talking about?
He's the best.
Yeah, he's some kind of a chef. You know, he cooks.
As you can tell, we are still here. This is episode 2 of our Corona Watch, and we are still supporting social distancing, but at the same time we know that this is one way for us to bring a little bit of light in the world. And so Lewis, Harold, and I have decided that we are going to continue whether or not you want us or not. There's like 13 people still listening, right?
No, we got a good amount of listeners, and it's always surprising, but it's also kind of nice because, like Dennis said, we know that, we're all, at least most of us here in the United States, are trying to do as much as possible to, what, quote unquote, flatten the curve of the coronavirus epidemic. And we're doing our best to, like Dennis said, social distance and stay at home. These guys are working from home. I am going into the office occasionally, and it's just weird because it's like all those bad movies, not bad movies, but movies we've seen about the apocalypse, and seeing that in Los Angeles is just crazy to me.
It is super surreal though. Yeah. Seeing empty streets, and anecdotally, my wife actually got pulled over today by the police asking her if she was where she was going. They did not give her a ticket. She is, of course, a nurse because she's Filipino. So that was she had to call me, and she's like, are you guys supposed to do that? And I was like, they were just checking, I guess. But yeah, it's weird out there.
It's interesting for me to find, like, to hear that, because I've been worried about it. There's still, they're talking about how there's still some essential things that we can do. We can still go to groceries, we can still get food and everything, and we can still exercise. So I was telling Harold, I drive like five, maybe 10 minutes to go to a park. I wonder if I get pulled over like tomorrow, like that, if I would get a ticket, because if I tell him that I was going to go for a walk with my daughter.
Yeah, exactly. Do you have to show them like grocery bags to tell them I'm doing groceries?
Yeah, a lot of people have been telling me that the best thing to say is that you're going to the laundromat to pick up your laundry.
Oh, okay.
Because obviously if you're there and they're like, there's no laundry in the back, then your story's kind of flawed. So.
Man, but I guess.
Sure.
I have a letter from my boss that says, dear law enforcement, please let Harold go to work.
He is essential.
Tell me it's a little bit more official than that.
No, it's literally just like, well, no, it does a description of why we're an essential service.
Because the letters that I gave to my high school from quote unquote my mom sounded more official than that.
Yeah, okay. That's basically what we're working with.
As usual, we're going to be starting off with potpourri. Normally I let Lewis figure out what potpourri is, but I think I kind of influenced Lewis. But Lewis, let's start off our episode with your potpourri here.
Yeah, let's start off with social distancing and isolation. You're forced to kind of go on social media and see what's trending and what's hot and what's keeping people busy at home. And for the life of me, I cannot explain why Dennis, Harold, please jump in here. But why is Animal Crossing on the Nintendo Switch the biggest thing happening in video games and in pop right now? I don't get it. I've never played it, but please, somebody enlighten me. What is this? What is going on? Why are animals crossing?
So I'll start it off. For those people who are not familiar with Animal Crossing, it's one of Nintendo staples. Every single generation, there's always going to be an Animal Crossing game, just like there's going to be a Zelda, there's going to be a Mario Kart, you know, there's going to be a Smash Brothers. But Animal Crossing is an interesting game where you really don't do anything except learn how economy works. You build a house, and because you built a house, you owe money to this, like, I think he's a mobster raccoon. And this mobster raccoon, you know, will charge you for like a small itty bitty house. And then once you pay off your debt, he's like, you know what? You know, your house is cool, but maybe you want a bigger house. And then I'll build you another house where you're now going to owe me this much money. You know, it really is a game where it's just you, it's material, the most materialistic game ever. But I think the reason why it's so popular is, A, it's a good game. Don't get me wrong. I love the game. I've owned every single iteration of the game. But at the same time, it's one of those, you know, when you play like Smash Brothers, or, well, I was going to say if you play Call of Duty, but Harold can play that forever. But, you know, if you play video games like that, there's like a time where you're like excited to play it. Yeah, you know, we're going to play this. But after a while, it kind of like, you know, drops off. This one is, it's intended to be long-term. Like, this is a game that you're supposed to play for the next year, 2 years, 3 years.
Wow, really?
Yeah.
Okay. Wow.
So, just to give you an idea, Lewis, what you do on a day-to-day basis is I wake up. I go downstairs and I pop open my Animal Crossing. I have to check my mail, make sure my mom hasn't given me any new gifts or anything like that. And then I have to pull some weeds. I have to chop some wood. I have to hunt for bugs. I have to fish. I have to plant, you know, and so on and so forth, and do it on a day-to-day basis. And what's cool about it is that for every single action, you earn money. And every time you earn money, you get more stuff that you can put in your house, and then you can pay for that house, and so on and so forth.
So this Tom Nook dude takes all your money at the end of the day, no matter how hard you try.
Exactly, dude. Exactly.
So it's America, the video game.
Yeah, and you know, I'm playing with my daughter, and I'm getting frustrated because, you know, my daughter's like, "Ooh, I want to just run around. Ooh, I want to do this." I'm like, no, we have to go. There's 5 fossils that we have to hunt for today so that we can fill our museum. You know, there's 5 rocks that there's 4 rocks that we need to hit so that we can get our minerals and all these things. So if what I just said sounds really, really boring, it sounds like it. But Lewis, I got to tell you, you should play it. And it's going to be surprising at how much it's going to suck your free time.
Yeah, because my Twitter feed was, weirdly enough, like something about, I found 5 tarantulas on this island. I'm like, Jesus Christ, where are you people?
Ooh. Dude, that's a good island that you found.
Dude. So Dennis, explain to me then, like, what is the social aspect of Animal Crossing? Like, I'm hearing people, like, you know, they're posting their friends.
Lewis?
I thought it was just me for a second. Did he just drop out?
He's still here, but...
Lou? You stopped... In our version, you stopped talking? Oh, wait. I'm pretty sure he's still talking somewhere.
No, I dropped off, dude. Sorry, guys.
Okay. I was like, what just happened? You gotta keep that in, then. Please keep that in.
You leave it in? Is that what you said?
Yeah, you gotta leave that in.
I totally, like... Everything dropped out. I saw your squares are lit green, meaning somebody's talking, but I'm like, And I don't hear anything.
Well, okay. So what was your, were you talking about again?
Okay.
Yeah. So, what's like you're sharing addresses or sharing islands? What's that about?
So yeah. So within like locally, there you're inviting all these. You're inviting like these NPCs to come populate your island. So eventually, the goal is to have like you know half a dozen or so different critters that's visiting your island, and they're your neighbors. You have to try to keep them happy. But what's cool about this new iteration of it is that now, let's say you buy this game, what you can do is you can give me your friend code. And then what you can do is you can join me in my island, or I can go to your island, and we get to explore each other's islands. And
is that a euphemism?
Kevin Harold.
Well, let's make it worse. If I'm lucky enough, maybe you can come to my island and you can drop your cherry there.
Oh, I was gonna say, can I come over and tickle your palm tree?
As no. long as you're not munching on my peach.
I'm just going there for chocolate donuts, if you know what I'm saying.
Oh, there's no donuts in this game. Wow. Okay, so I can see how this is like, yeah, it's taking the internet by storm. Every, you know, Harold and I, or, you know, the three of us all watch or listen to the streams and watch the video games that are trending. But yeah, it looks like this is this is taking the world by storm, more or less. And, yeah, you know, like,
This is like the biggest opening of any game that Nintendo has ever had,
which is nuts. That's crazy to me. But that's the world we live in now. And I guess it's kind of helping. You know, not trying to be all sociologist over here, but I guess it is helping a lot of people cope with this isolation. And you know, it's a bit of a, you know, we are using these avatars in an internet world or in Nintendo, and yeah, still trying to keep the socializing alive in a unique, different way. So that's kind of cool. I hate it because it's $50, but Gadzooks. It sounds like everybody's in on it, so I might jump in on this.
Did you just say Gadzooks?
Gadzooks. Yes. I need to get out, man.
I think we all need to get out.
Have you been in isolation since the 1920s?
Yes.
E-Gads.
Oh man, was there anything else on Potpourri you guys wanted to talk about?
I did have something. I don't know if you guys saw this, or Lou at least. Just today, earlier, just like maybe an hour ago or so, they announced that they're changing the main event for WrestleMania.
Whoa.
Oh, to what?
Nobody knows, because one of the performers does not want to wrestle.
Oh, who?
Which one? Goldberg?
The one who is, no, his opponent, Roman Reigns.
Oh, wow.
Because he is, but he's immunocompromised.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Oh, okay. Because he had a, you know, he had a storied battle with cancer, leukemia.
Yeah.
Which, like, hit even, like, ESPN and a lot of the mainstream media that, you know, main event, WrestleMania main event, Roman Reigns was out on the sidelines for almost a year, less than a year, battling leukemia. Oh, that makes a lot of sense. Wow.
And so they're saying that not only is he not going to wrestle at WrestleMania, but there are other wrestlers who have not come forward yet, but they are going to be sitting at the event as well, because they might be they're uncomfortable performing with that big of a crowd.
Wow. You mean like a crowd of two?
No, like just, you know, having the locker room where there's like 40 to 50 people.
Oh, right, yeah.
I mean, because you know how like both Vince McMahon and Dana White seem to be the effect of, oh, because there are two people in the octagon or the ring by themselves, no one else is going to get it. But, like, you know, that doesn't mean there's, like, dozens of people backstage or anywhere just hanging out where things could get a little sketchy, you know? The media has been getting on both of those guys' cases about how they have no regard for their talents' respect. So it's kind of hard to see yourself rooting for them when they want events like this to keep going on. But I mean, anything for a buck, I guess.
Lewis, has AEW? Is that what it is? Has AEW shut down their promotion so far?
No, they keep doing the same thing.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So yesterday, or yeah, a couple of days ago when this recording comes out, Chris Jericho actually cut a promo on a drone, like against a drone. Because Matt Hardy's like sidekick is a drone that he calls Vanguard One. And I don't know if you've seen the clip, but there's actually, it's pretty cool. Like Matt Hardy did this. They had guys dressed as Matt Hardy, so they had him teleporting in the empty arena.
No,
yeah. I have to see this too.
So I'll show you. It's pretty obvious. Like some of them aren't Matt Hardy, but it's pretty funny. And then you have literally a few minutes into that, Jericho has the drone come down and he starts talking smack to the drone, and it's hilarious.
So it really is time for Dennis to go back to wrestling, is what you're saying.
Yeah, I think Dennis would enjoy AEW a little bit more. It's entertaining crap. So.
It's my time.
Yes.
I want to add something to Potpourri. I actually did something that was pretty unique for me today. First and foremost, I added somebody new to my Instagram.
Do you have an Instagram?
I added Cartoon Network I started following Cartoon Network. But the reason was is two of the voices for Steven Universe decided that they were going to do a Zoom or whatever program they used, and they did a live sing-along of like Steven Universe like songs and everything. It was pretty amazing, pretty cool, I got to tell you. And the reason why they're doing it, aside from they're both in isolation, is that tomorrow is going to be the four-part finale for Steven Universe Future, and supposedly that's going to be the end of the series. And even though I've only known about the show for like 3 months, I'm pretty sad that it's going to be ending now.
That's pretty good follow then, I guess, in your case, huh?
Hey, it was I actually did a, you know, it was like I kept on calling my wife. Is it gonna come on? They said 5 o'clock. How come it's not on yet? How come it's not on?
Don't be that guy.
The obsession is real.
Okay. So unless there's anything else, let's move on. Last week, Harold started us off in our usual March Madness bracketing. And Harold kind of started talking about the non-Disney, you know, non-Disney movies or animated movies.
All right. So like Dennis said, we started the bracket last week, and unfortunately, we were not able to finish it at the time. We just, you know how we get into discussions a little regarding why we're choosing things over certain things. But now that that's out of the way, we can go into the second round here. And like we said before, if you guys have, you know, a difference of opinion or whatnot, and you want to see a copy of the bracket, feel free to let us know, and we'll make this an interactive thing. So we go on to the next round. You guys ready?
Yeah.
Yep.
Round of 16.
Let's go. Round of 16. Yar. Okay. So this is a fun one already. Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse versus the Lego Movie.
Wow. Okay, so that's the Phil Miller or Lord Miller bracket, yes. I guess, huh?
Yep.
Dang. He got okay. knighted? What?
He got knighted?
Yes. Lord Miller. Yes, Reggie Miller is now a knight. 9 points in 6 seconds got to the Queen, man.
It's 8 points in 10 seconds, man. Come on, give it.
Whatever. Oh man. Okay. I think I'm gonna use my tough bracket, but I'm gonna use my superhero bias, and I'm gonna go with Spider-Verse for this over Lego Movie. Even though Lego's so super solid, really great, Spider-Man for me.
Both movies were when it came out. It came out of nowhere. It was something different. It was something that no one really has seen. But I think I'm going to go with Lego Movie. Just because, you know, it was something different. Not that Spider-Verse was same old, but this was something that was unexpected. Nobody was expecting a Lego Movie. Nobody was expecting it to be that good. Nobody was expecting it to be that funny. And so I'm going to give Lego Movie the leg up over here.
Okay. Oh, yeah, I did not see this when I created the bracket. This is a mistake right off the bat. but I'm going to have to go with Spider-Man. It was just the animation style was so much different than anything I'd ever seen before. The storyline's actually pretty fantastic. And it's just overall quality. Just, I love the Lego movie. And if there's any other movie, it goes up against Lego movie wins. But I love the Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse. So.
Okay.
Spider-Man?
I can respect that. I can respect that.
Okay. All right. We have the Iron Giant versus the Land Before Time.
I'm going to start off. I'm still going to stick with what I said last time, that I think that the Iron Giant is overrated. I think it's a good movie, but it's not as good as everybody says. But if I'm going to have to put it up against Land Before Time, even though I think it's overrated, I still think I'd be going with Iron Giant.
Nice. I love Iron Giant, so I'm gonna go with that one. This might be my dark horse favorite to take the bracket.
That's racist, bro. All right. Transformers the movie, Lewis's favorite, versus Despicable Me.
It could be literally any movie versus Transformers. So Despicable Me. It could be Michael Bay's Transformers versus that. I actually do enjoy the first Despicable Me movie a lot. Bias against Transformers the movie notwithstanding, but yeah, let's go with Despicable Me for Lewis.
I'm sticking with my guns for those couple seconds of joy and rapture, couple of seconds of perfection. I'm sticking with Transformers the movie.
Sometimes all you need is a few seconds, man.
Exactly. Anytime you get to open the matrix of leadership and let that light out,
you know they use the same song in Boogie Nights, right?
Well,
do they really?
Yeah.
Is that movie on our bracket?
God damn it. I mean, his wiener was animated, but that's pretty much as far
as it goes. Don't tell me that. I guess.
That was all Marky Mark.
No, they CGI'd his dong, so,
That was his funky bunch.
Yeah. Yeah, it was his good vibrations. I'm going to have to go. I'm with Lou on this one. I got to go with Despicable Me. I love that movie. Not so much for Steve Carell because he was okay, but Jason Segel as the villain in the movie was fantastic. So,
all right, there nice.
Wait. DM. Steve Carell was the villain?
Yeah, he's Gru.
Oh, okay. Steve
Carell is Gru, but Jason Segel is, I forgot his name, but he's the villain.
Oh, okay. He's the owner of the Mexican restaurant, right?
What?
Or am I thinking of the wrong movie?
You're thinking the sequel, dude.
I'm thinking the sequel. Okay.
Yeah. This sequel is the guy in the leisure suit, with the.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
he's wearing a jumpsuit the whole time, like a velour jumpsuit.
Okay, gotcha, gotcha. Okay.
All right. Next one we have is the one that was still confusing as well. Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs versus Batman: Mask of the Phantasm.
I don't even know why we're having a conversation here. Batman.
Okay.
Yep, how did Batman that get in there?
I don't know.
I forgot what went against meatballs
the Charlotte's Web.
Oh, okay, never mind.
Yeah, Batman for me too, if you didn't hear me, Harold.
All right, I got you. All right, here we go. South Park the movie versus An American Tale. Either or, one or two.
I'm gonna go with South Park.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah.
We're not even having this conversation. South Park the movie is going to win this bracket.
It's going all the way. Okay, we'll move on. Kung Fu Panda versus Shrek.
I'm gonna go with Kung Fu Panda. I've watched Kung Fu Panda so many times. It's not just a great comedy. It's not just a great martial arts movie. It also is very philosophical. Like, I actually use that for my class to talk about Taoism, and it's so on point. So, with all that and still really, really religiously accurate, I'm gonna go with Kung Fu Panda there.
You know, it's funny because I could actually kind of – I want the first part of your argument for – kind of goes for Shrek for me too, because, like, yes, it's kind of become a parody of itself, but I really think the first Shrek movie actually had some pretty good – not philosophical, but at least it had some pretty good moral stuff to it and, you know, kind of turning the whole Disney tropes on his head. Not to mention, I think Harold's on Twitter as much as I am, if not more, but, you know, Lord Farquaad's your sacrifice is one I'm willing to take is taking on a life of its own in this day and age of, stock market versus the coronavirus thing. So anyway, I don't know where that came from. But
what?
Yeah, I need to get out, guys.
Could you explain that?
That was a weird transition, bro.
That was a weird transition. Yeah, please send help. Anyway, I'm going to go with Kung Fu Panda.
That whole setup.
Okay, real quick.
Ray Miller scored 10 points.
Is there a movie, is there a YouTube video of Lord Farquaad singing My Sacrifice?
No. No.
Because if there is, Shrek wins.
Nickelback and Shrek is like... the perfect
Creed, damn it. Creed. Damn it. How dare you? They're both crappy bands, but I mean, Creed was clearly a superior crappy band. Ready for the next one, I guess?
I'm ready.
Okay, I thought you conked out again.
Oh, no, I'm still here.
Yeah, I'm literally waiting for Lewis to respond just to be like, yeah?
Over.
Okay.
Roger.
All right. Sing versus A Shark Tale.
Wow. I loved Sing, so I'm going to go with Sing.
I have a choice between Matthew McConaughey and Will Smith.
Yeah.
Ooh, dreamy.
Oh, man.
Or you get to be in the middle, if you know what I'm saying.
Oh, ooh. Piggy Power is what you're saying, right?
Yes.
Piggy Power is going to win, so Sing.
All right. I love Reese Witherspoon in that movie.
She was really good.
Cast, dude.
Huh?
I said it's a solid cast.
Oh, I thought you said she has a solid ass. And I was like,
I mean, yes, that too.
Legally Blonde was, you know.
No, I was talking about NSYNC. Was like, oh. her pork ass? What's pork butt? I get it.
I mean,
it's a shank. What,
in that end where she bursts out of the
laundry machine or the.
Yeah, the laundry or the wherever she's hiding, and all of a sudden she's like all sexified and everything.
This bracket is taking a turn for the worse, guys.
I'd bite that ham, if you know what I'm saying.
This quarantine is getting bad for Dennis.
I'd roast that rump, if you know what I'm saying.
You'd honey glaze that. Never mind.
I'd tenderize that pork, if you know what I'm saying.
He's basically saying he'd porky that pig. All right. So the last matchup for this round is the Simpsons movie versus How to Train Your Dragon.
Yeah, I'm with Dennis on this one. Like I said in the last episode, the Simpsons movie felt like an hour and a half episode, which is not a great thing per se. So I love How to Train Your Dragon. So let's go with Dragon.
All right. We are into...
Let's go Dragon.
The quarterfinals, guys. Quarterfinals, which means we're almost out of here. Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse versus the Iron Giant.
Well, since Iron Giant is a masterpiece of animation, I'm just trolling Dennis now. I think it was a perfectly fine movie, but against Spider-Verse, which again, I think changed the game for a lot. I'm going to go with Spider-Verse on this one.
I am going to go with Spider-Verse also, just because I've been saying over and over again, overrated.
All right. Despicable Me versus Batman Mask of the Phantasm.
Ooh.
Okay, I think...
I think this is the hardest one so far that we've done.
Yeah, I'm actually going to think about this one.
I'm going to go with Mask of the Phantasm. And I go back to what I said last time. You know, it was during the time of, you know, Batman Adventures or animated series. And, you know, when it came out that they were going to have that movie, I didn't know what to expect. But, I've watched it just recently, and I still think that it holds up really well even to this day. So I'm going to go with Mask of the Phantasm.
I'm going to go with, I think I have to go against type, but I think I'm going to go with Despicable Me on this one. I think Phantasm was perfect superhero stuff, but I think in the realm of animation and animated movies, like Despicable Me launched like an entire freaking franchise, you know, like half of Universal is still Gru and the Minions and all that stuff. And it, since I voted for Spider-Verse in the last roundup, I'm going to go with Despicable Me, so it's not too superhero heavy.
To be fair, the reason why half of Universal Studios is all Minions and Despicable Me is because they have no other franchises.
That's true.
Besides the Shrek franchise. Oh, no. I don't even know if that belongs to them. Just remember they have that Shrek ride before, but...
And I'm pretty sure they got to give The Simpsons back, right?
probably. So hopefully we get Back to the Future again. So,
yeah.
I'm going to go with Mask of the Phantasm, mainly because it didn't spawn the Minions. Because they were great in the first movie, and after that, I could, you know... Enough people wearing yellow sweaters and goggles being like, I'm a minion for Halloween that I just wanted to punch everything. So, yeah.
Oh, what I just realized, Harold?
Yes.
Lewis was dressed up as a minion during college.
Yes, all the time.
I hate you.
I think that's why I want to punch all the minions.
I was ahead of the time, man.
Yeah, no offense, but I'm going to punch you.
Lewis, do you have a picture of you and your yellow sweater?
I'm pretty sure I do somewhere. But at this rate, I'm not going to show it because I don't want to get punched by Harold.
No, we need to show it.
That's going to be your new sticker. It's going to be your new face on Zoom.
Jeez, dude.
What the hell was that?
I sneezed.
That's pro, dude. He sneezed into the sentence.
it was a laugh sneeze and I couldn't figure out what to do. Sorry.
He snarted like a
snarted snarf.
Like Kevin James in what's it called? Grown Ups. I forgot what it is. Yeah. Hello?
Yep, still here, dude.
What does that sound?
I don't know.
I keep hearing sounds like someone's like leaving the meeting. I don't know, maybe we should turn that off.
Okay. No, I'm still here. I'm still here.
Dan, you still there?
I'm still here.
Okay, this technology is weird, yes. All right, here we go. South Park the movie versus Kung Fu Panda.
Knowing where Dennis is going to go with, I'm going to vote Kung Fu Panda. Just so Harold has to vote.
You know me, like, I don't even have to say it, but I love musicals. It's one of the best musicals. Like I still hate the fact that South Park creators have said basically that they're never going to put South Park the movie on Broadway is a travesty. of all things. So I'm going to say South Park the movie.
South Park the movie. Like Dennis said, it is almost utter perfection. It's perfection. Not almost perfection. It's hilarious, and the music is so damn catchy. And I remember when the movie came out, and I went on retreat with our college group, and we performed, me and one of my buddies performed the Shut Your Face relative of mine. And yeah.
Relative of mine who likes procreating.
Yikes.
Yeah, I was like, there's no way I can get around this. If you can know the movie, which you obviously should, because if you don't, then there's something clearly wrong with you. But
wait a minute.
Watch the movie.
Lewis?
Yep, still here.
Have you watched South Park the movie?
Yeah, dude.
Okay, just checking. I just want to make sure.
I've seen it. I promise.
Okay, I'm not to doubt you, but I just want to make sure because, man.
It's been a while, but I've seen it.
Okay.
Just checking.
Checking. I'm saying.
Cause you
All right,
the last one for this round is Sing versus How to Train Your Dragon.
I'm going to go with Sing just because of Reese Witherspoon's hammy butt.
I love Dragon, but yeah, I think Sing quality-wise is just such a great show, great movie. Beginning to end. So let's go and Sing.
All right. Okay, before we go on to the next round, just because I just love to hear what you guys think. Who in that movie, Sing, who is your favorite performer besides Reese Witherspoon's ass? But because she plays a pig. She doesn't play a donkey. You know what I'm saying?
My favorite was, I keep on forgetting who's saying it, but the porcupine.
Oh yeah, that's Scarlett Johansson.
That
song that she does is great, dude. I think it's catchy. I find myself kind of like singing it every so often.
I kind of agree. I mean, Harold, correct me if I'm wrong, but like that song that she played was the only original song in Sing. All the other songs were cover songs.
Everybody else does covers. Yeah.
Yeah, everything else is cover. But I think that's super catchy. But that one song is the original one. But love Scarlett Johansson. Pleasantly surprised that she can sing. But I love Taron Egerton's gorilla, or whatever his character's name was, singing Elton John. So yeah, that's my personal favorite out of all the singers.
Yeah. Which weirdly enough, he ended up playing Elton John.
Yeah, no. I think that's why they picked him, as they were like, we saw you sing him as an animated gorilla.
As a gorilla.
Have you guys seen Rocket Man?
Yes, I have.
Actually, I have not. I think I saw it on HBO, but I think I might go check it out sometime soon.
I actually thought it was better than Bohemian Rhapsody.
Oh, really? Ooh. You know what? I gotta admit, okay, besides Rami Malek's acting, I think the movie was a little uneven. So it's not like a great movie, but I think Rami played a great Freddie Mercury. I don't know if does that make sense? Like you can have an actor, but the movie itself was like, it was just okay.
Yeah.
I thought it was just okay.
It's one of those, it was almost like, okay, who has a sadder life type situation?
Really? Okay. And both Rocket Man now.
Both movies, like I just felt bad for the character, for the person, you know what I mean?
How many Mike Myers cameos are in Rocket Man?
Jesus Christ. I'm just kidding, dude. You never know. That man is a man of one accent. I don't think there's any Scottish. Oh, I can.
Maybe.
he probably played Elton John. We just don't know.
Is he Elton John?
It's a soft J.
The Yiddish version of Elton John?
He was in Scrubs? Yeah, Elton John, Etor. Stupid. Never mind. Move along.
that ends this episode. All right, let's do the finals here. All right. Sorry. Semi-finals. It's just like everyone's dream matchup. Batman versus Spider-Man.
Ooh, is it the Spider-Verse or Phantasm?
I'll go.
Go for it. Sorry.
I'm difficult. Both deserve to be on the semifinals. Congratulations to both teams. I think the coaches played really, really hard, and they showed their heart. But Spider-Verse, I think, just because it was a combination of it's not just the action, not just the drama, but also you got to admit the song, the soundtrack to that movie was pretty awesome. So I think it was perfect package, just like Reese Witherspoon's Pig and Sid.
Piggy behind. Okay, you know what? Dennis brought up a great point that pushes us over for me. You're right. The soundtrack it didn't distract from the whole movie. It actually added, and nothing against like the super moody Batman theme songs and all that stuff. But yeah, I think the theme song puts it over the top. So I'm going to go with Spider-Verse on this one. Harold, even though it's obviously 2-0, so Spider-Man's moving on, who would you have voted for?
Spider-Verse. I love Mask of the Phantasm. It is a great – this is the thing, is Spider-Verse you can watch like a bunch of times and it'll always be entertaining. Mask of the Phantasm was fun the first time because of the reveal.
Towards
the end. And then if you forgot about the reveal. So like say you watched it 20 years later and like, oh yeah. Or like when you're about to watch it and be like, I remember what happens now. But yeah. But I also thought, you know, the other movie I was going to put in besides Mask of the Phantasm was Return of the Joker, the Batman Beyond.
Well, that was a good one too. Super dark, but really good. Yeah.
I remember that when all of a sudden Dick Grayson starts like laughing.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
What a scene.
That was amazing.
I love me some Dick.
That was amazing.
Harold loves his Graysons.
Yeah. Yeah, he acrobated right into that role. All right, so second, the other semifinal, Sing.
Movie.
Okay. Lou?
Wait, which one? I'm sorry. Sing and South Park, right?
I know I already said my vote, but that was really difficult just because both movies really good. Both movies have really great songs, but man, you know, the fact that you have to make the sound of a dying giraffe. What does a dying giraffe sound like?
Stupid.
Lou? I'm going to go with Sing. I'll leave it at that.
Okay. I'm going to go with South Park for just because of Dying Giraffe, like I said. Did I ever tell you what the doubleheader was when I watched South Park the movie?
What?
It was Big Daddy first, and then South Park second.
Wow.
So it was pretty entertaining day. I was pretty sad about
that's kid. Pretty good.
Yeah, that's a 4 hours well spent, I guess.
But want to know my double header that I did once that was amazing?
Heyo. Are you going to tell us?
Oh, no. I was waiting for like a response of a yes.
A yes? Yeah, who's going to say
over? No? Roger.
I guess I want to hear about this double-headed.
Two movies that had shawarma jokes.
Avengers?
That's one. You know, the other one?
The Adam Sandler movie?
No, Men in Black.
Oh.
Men in Black 2 had like a shawarma joke in it.
Avengers and Zohan. What an afternoon.
Damn it. That would be, dude, that'd be the best doubleheader ever.
Anything with Zohan. Zohan is the South Park movie of all time.
Outside of this tournament.
Which, Zohan, by the way, Lewis, have you watched Zohan yet?
Yes, dude. Okay. You guys made, after that one episode, you made me sit down and watch it.
Was it as amazing as it said it was?
Yes, it was.
Mariah Carey.
But you're right. It wasn't shawarma. It was hummus.
No, it's hummus.
Hummus.
Hummus. Hummus. Okay, you guys ready?
Yes, I
finals.
Am.
Go. You guys already know what the finals matchup is. Spider-Man into the vice versa.
Spider-Verse. Vice versa.
Versus a South Park movie.
Oh, man. I just liked Spider-Verse so much better. Not so much better, but yeah. I'm going to go Spider-Verse.
I'm going with South Park movie. I can't say enough about that movie.
Harold? Hello?
We broke Harold. Tune in to the next episode.
So,
episode.
Flower by that guy with the face tattoos, or Bleep Canada by the brother, by Parker.
What, and another Bleep Canada? It's Blame Canada. He just says Blame.
Oh, I'm
not, there's nothing bad.
Bleep Canada.
That's how Robin Williams sang it at the Oscars, remember? Or was I the only one who watched that Oscars? Anyway.
No, I remember that. He did. Yeah. You know what's another good song from South Park? Is what would Brian Boyd? I literally saw someone post this today. Dude.
Such a good song.
Someone on my Twitter timeline put, in this time of need and necessity, you know, the thing that I really need to ask is, what would Brian Boitano do? I was like, damn, it's good. Because even I don't know what he would do.
Is he okay? Somebody check on him. I know.
But my answer is, starts with an S. And there's a P somewhere in there.
Damn it. I fell off again.
I you know what? I have to go with South Park. It's cliche, not cliche for our podcast, but I mean, we talk about it enough that it was kind of unfair for it to be on this bracket, but and there's a reason for that. Cause
I mean, that was the first one that you said, and the first thing I told you, that's going to win.
Yeah, this is your Kobe Bryant. This is him going all the way.
And you got your Kobe.
Just like Kobe Bryant, we need South Park the Musical right now.
Think about it. You have the Saddam Hussein singing "I Can Change"
to Satan.
you have "I'm Super."
Thanks for asking.
Thanks for asking. You have La Resistance. And you have Cow's Mom. You know, Cow's Mom song. All those just equals the perfect movie.
I remember, Dennis, you were saying before that you love that medley, though.
Yes.
Because it's, you don't get too many medley roundabouts nowadays. And
unless you're in a freaking Broadway musical.
I know.
Dude, I can't believe that you actually get to do it.
That movie has been out for 20 years, which is.
Has it really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah,
99.
Yeah. That was part of our 1999 episode. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah. So, like, according to your two fanboys in A Filthy Casual, the best non-Disney animated movie of all time is South Park the movie.
Woot woot.
And like we got the suggestion from somebody else in our other group, we will work on a claymation/anime one, because those are both the same to me. Foreign. Just kidding. No, but we'll work on something a little bit, like probably on a smaller scale, because claymation movies or other things like that, like Nightmare Before Christmas.
Well, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer is going to be the, or no, or and then Santa Claus is Coming to Town, or whatever it's called.
He's running the gamut. Yeah, so that's all I got.
All right.
For now.
Good bracket. Thank you, Harold, for putting it together, dude.
Yeah, like we said, you know, if you tend to agree or disagree with our picks, feel free to let us know. Again, we will be posting up the bracket as soon as I have some kind of free time at work because my scanner at home does not work too well. So, yeah.
Sounds good. Before we go, though, I know Harold, you're still going to work. Harold, Lewis, and I are technically working from home, but I'm guessing that there's some downtime now. What are, you know, like for me, my go-to activity when I'm not doing anything is Animal Crossing. I kind of wanted to ask what you guys are doing. Oh crap, what was that? What you guys are doing during this time of Corona?
So far this week, what have I done? I like I said earlier, I think an episode or two ago, I'm still building a Gundam that's been collecting dust in my shelf for 2 years. I binge watched Avatar: The Last Airbender. Still such a good show. Such a good show.
From top to bottom?
Yeah, from beginning to end, all three books. Yeah, we had to go buy the DVD because it's not stream. I mean, it's streaming on Amazon. You know, you have to rent it or buy it. But I found that a hard copy, physical copy of it at Best Buy was cheaper. So yeah, picked it up. Happy we did it because yeah, it's a 20-year-old or not 20, 15-year-old series, still super good.
Is it still weird hearing Aang and is it Katara?
Yes, Katara.
Aang and Katara call each other sweetie in the end.
Yes, it is very weird. But it's weird. Yeah, that's all I got.
Harold?
Well, my because you know the whole social distancing thing, they shut down a lot of the social activities that I usually do, which is just one other thing. But luckily for me, my gym has and my instructor's doing some online classes. So if any of you guys are interested in actually checking out any of the stuff that we do, like it's a lot of body weight stuff, you know, feel free to let me know. It's under Evolution MAA. So they're doing like technically free classes if you want every day, Monday through Friday at 5 p.m. And then
Oh, cool.
also, I've been checking out a couple of the new Netflix stand-up specials because you guys know I'm a big Netflix stand-up fan. I saw Ronny Chang's Asian Comedian versus Destroys America. It was okay.
Yeah, I thought it was funny. I thought it was good.
Yeah, it was pretty good. And then from the crew that I enjoy, there's from one of my favorite podcasts called Two Bears, One Cave. There's Bert Kreischer, and he was pretty funny. And then my favorite comedian at the moment is Tom Segura. He has a new special that just came out this week called Ball Hog. From the picture, it looks like it's a ball hog because he, you know, steals the ball from people while you're playing basketball. But it's actually about gargling stuff.
Oh,
Exactly.
okay,
That the
thank
term
you.
is a yeah, the term for someone who gargles the lower extremities
Ooh,
is called a ball hog.
nice.
So, new term. If you guys haven't checked it out, he does have one joke about the president of the Philippines, and it's pretty good. So,
I'll have to check that out.
yeah,
So thank you very much, Lewis.
not
Thank you
safe
very
for
much, Ball
children.
Hog.
Hard work. Yes.
I guess that's it for us today. I mean, I'm hoping that both of you guys are taking it easy. From according to our mayor, it looks like we're gonna need to do another 8 episodes before we actually get to see each other. So hopefully our internet connection continues and it improves. But aside from that, anything else you guys want to add before we leave?
No, that's all I got for now, dude.
Yeah, you know, once again, thank you for your support, and we hope to keep entertaining you during this strange time in our life.
Try to entertain.
Trying to,
Try to.
yes. And if we're not entertaining you, then you know, suggest us to someone else who we might entertain.
Thank you for staying this long.
Yes, that's what she said.
Ooh, yeah. Okay, that is it for us today. I hope you guys enjoy our episode. As usual, you can watch all our old episodes or listen to all our old episodes on our webpage. It's the2fanboys1casual.podbean.com. And, of course,
on Facebook, you can find us, Two Fanboys and A Filthy Casual, anytime the pod goes live. We'll be posting it there, as well as feel free to join our Facebook group. Like-minded nerds, fanboys, and fangirls talking about what's going on in the news, what we're talking about, what we're playing, and all that other good stuff.
And then both Twitter and Instagram, Two Fanboys, One Casual. And like we always say, anywhere you can find your favorite podcasts, we are on there, including iTunes, Spotify, and Google Play.
Awesome. Well, that's it for us today. Thanks for listening. Please remember to rate, give us a thumbs up, give us a like, give us a share, whatever it is that you do with your thumbs. That's it for us. This is Fanboys and Filthy Casual. This is Dennis.
This is Lewis. Harold's planting palms, I guess.
Is Harold?
Ball hog.
Ball hog.